So begin, as always, by relaxing down in Shavasana. Your feet are a little bit more than hip-width apart. Your hands are down by your side. Your eyes are softly closed, and you're breathing into your belly. And as always, when we begin these meditations, go and find yourself in that safe place, that safe harbor, where it's home. It feels like home, it feels safe, it feels wonderful. And in the safe harbor, we'll begin our meditation, our journey to the sixth chakra, the Ajna, the third eye, the place between your eyebrows, deep in the middle of your head. And so in the middle of your head, imagine that there's a ball of purple light. It can be any color, purple that you wish, it can be an indigo, or it can be a lavender. Any shade that's calling to you today. See that ball of light in the middle of your head, in the middle of your third eye. And feel the vibration of that shade of purple. What does it feel like to you? Is it soft and gentle? Sense the vibration of the color and then allow the color to begin to expand and fill your entire head so that all the cells in your head are vibrating this beautiful purple color, and bring it down through the neck into your shoulders, beginning to wash this indigo through your shoulders, your chest, your upper belly, down your arms to your hands, into your hips, your thighs, your knees, shins, feet, so that your entire body is now vibrating in this beautiful shade of purple. And each cell is being cleansed and nourished by this color, this frequency that the color represents. It's a very healing color. And each of the cells in your body are dancing to this new vibrational feeling. And as your body vibrates to this hue of purple, allow yourself to come back up into the center of your head. And here we're going to invite in the idea that we have a higher self, an all-knowing aspect of self, that has been with us always, not only in this life, but before we came into this life. And it's the aspect of self that will go out with us when we leave this life. This is the higher self, the all-knowing being, the inner self. Each tradition has a name for it. But it's the guide aspect that tells us where we need to go, what we need to be doing in order to fulfill our soul's purpose. And so by meeting, befriending, and working with this higher self, we can reset ourselves onto our soulic path and move to a place closer to our true state of being and closer to the idea that we're moving towards enlightenment and that the higher self has the knowledge and the key to what enlightenment looks like to us. So find yourself in a sacred place, whatever a sacred place looks like to you. It may be a temple, it may be the beach, maybe a church, maybe a cave, maybe a copse or a ring of fire, somewhere that represents the idea of sacredness to you, of an unspoilt place of pure positive energy. And go and stand in this place, this sacred place, and invite in this place your guide or your higher self, your wise one, your inner physician, whatever you choose to call it. But this being will be a being of light, and this being will come to you. It may take any shape that it chooses to in this visualization. So it may be a hooded being that you can't see its face. It may just be a beam of light. It may be you as you are today looking back at you. It may take the shape of an animal, or it might even be the wind. Anything is possible, and everything is right. There is no wrong in how your inner being chooses to manifest today. But however it chooses to manifest, see it very clearly in your mind's eye. Recognize it for who it is and what it is. And sit with it. Find yourself comfortable sitting in this sacred place with your higher self, looking at it, being present with it, sensing what this higher self feels like, how the energies interplay with your energies, so that it becomes a very real thing for you. Any time in meditation, you can always call your higher self to you, and you'll know, because it'll have the same feeling, the same maybe scent, the same warmth, however you choose to recognize it. But however it's coming to you today, really feel, sense, and know that this being with you is an aspect of self, and this being with you has all the knowledge of why you are here, where you're going, why you're going, how you're going. This being knows that there are set energies along the way, milestones along the way, that you will meet, which will be for your highest good and will help you on your next step of the journey. What does your higher self want to tell you today? What message? What knowledge? What piece of information can your higher self tell you today? It may be a question you've been sitting with for a while and haven't been able to discover the answer. Or it may be something you hadn't even thought of that your higher self wants to bring to your awareness. Listen, feel, sense, know. Deep within your intuitive abilities, understand that this part of you, this aspect of self, has all the answers to everything you need to know. About your body, about your mind, and about your spirit. What is it you need to know today? What is it your higher self can help you with? Maybe you would like to set up a pact with this higher self to whisper in your ear every time you need to know something. And it might come in as intuition. You sense possibly danger. You sense maybe something as mundane as somebody's going to call you on the phone. But that will be your higher self telling you. Before it happens, and your higher self will always be able to whisper information deep within the depth of your being. And if you trust this information, knowing it's coming from your higher self, then it will be for your highest good. Sit with your highest being now, your higher self. And again, just listen, feel, sense, know. Whatever this being, this aspect of self is imparting to you, it's perfect for you to know right here, right now. How does it feel for you to be with your higher self? This may be the first time you've really actually been present with the idea that you have a higher self. Or maybe the higher self is an old friend. But if this is the first time, how does it feel to know that somewhere within you, you have all the answers? that you actually do know. And everything you do is guided by a higher level of energy, a higher frequency of understanding. And that if you trust, truly trust, then you can never go wrong, because your higher self will always be there guiding you in the right direction for where your soul needs to go in this life. So smile and thank this higher self for being there, for coming today to meet you, to share with you in this sacred place the knowledge, the wisdom it imparted, knowing that any time you need to find this higher self, you can always drop into meditation, come to your sacred place, and call in your higher self to ask a question, or maybe just to be present with this being. It is you. You do know. You always will know if you just quiet and listen, asking if it's for your highest good to meet with your highest self. And knowing that this aspect of self will always be around now, smile, thank it for being here today. Ask it to return to its place of being, taking with it your thanks and your love. And then when you're ready, just very gently come back to your sacred place, this place where you began the journey, maybe this place where you began the journey, this sacred place, this safe haven, this home, has changed a little bit because you have touched your higher self, or maybe not. But whatever, be there, knowing that this is the beginning and the ending of our journey. And so begin to take deeper breaths into your body, focusing now again on that purple hue that was all throughout your body, and bringing that purple light back up through your legs, through your body, through your arms, through your shoulders, back into a ball in your head. And then concentrating that purple light deep within your brain to the pituitary, where this purple light lives. And then when you're ready, bring your breaths down into your belly, bring your breaths into your toes, bring your breath into your fingers, and very gently move, flex, wiggle your fingers and toes, just to remind the body that you have extremities. Bring the breath into your head, and just very gently rock your head from side to side, coming back fully present in the here and now. And maybe rolling onto your side into a fetal position, and then pushing yourself to an upright position and resuming your life.